In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti.
Amen.
Gratia vobis et pax a Deo Patre nostro et Domino Iesu Christo.
Et spiritu tuo.
Fratres, agnus comus peccata nostra, ut aptissimus ad sacra mysteria celebranda. Confiteor,
Deo omnipotenti et vobis fratres, quia peccavim in excogitatione verbo opere et omissione, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa. Iteo preco beatam Mariam semper virginem, omnes angelos et sanctos et vos fratres. Orare pro me Dominum Deum nostrum.
Miseriata nostri omnipotens Deus, et dimissis peccatis nostris, perducat nos ad vitam aeternam.
Amen. Jesus, Kyrie
Christ.
benedicimus te.
Adoramus te.
Glorificamus te.
Gratias agimus tibi, Pater Mariam gloriam tuam.
Domine Deus et Celestis, Deus Pater omnipotens,
Domine Filii unite te, Jesu Christe,
quo constantiam fides et virtutem sumit infirmitas, tribue nobis, martyrum exemplo et precibus, in unigeniti tui passione et resurrectione consortium, ut cum eis apud te gaudium perfectum consequamur, per Dominum nostrum Iesum Christum filium tuum, qui tecum vivet et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti Deus, per omnia saecula saeculorum.
Amen. Reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Stephen, filled with the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
Be a rock of refuge for me, a mighty stronghold to save me. For you are my rock, my stronghold, for your name's sake lead me and guide me.
Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
Into your hands I commend my spirit. It is you who will redeem me, Lord. As for me, I trust in the Lord. Let me be glad and rejoice in your love.
Into your hands, O Lord, I commend.
From the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his apostles, "Beware of men. They will hand you over to Sanhedrins and scourge you in their synagogues. You will be dragged before governors and kings for my sake to bear witness before them and the pagans. But when they hand you over, do not worry about how to speak or what to say. What you are to say will be given to you when the time comes, because it is not you who will be speaking. The Spirit of your Father will be speaking in you. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. Children will rise against their parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all men on account of my name, but the man who stands firm to the end will be saved." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We're keeping today the feast of the beatified martyrs of England and Wales. We've been blessed in our countries with innumerable martyrs, from St. Alban, the proto-martyr, or St. Stephen, as it were, up to St. Oliver Plunkett, if we can squeeze in an Irishman at the end. But this feast is particularly for the martyrs of the Reformation from 1535 to 1680. And it is an army not only of the canonized, not only of the beatified, but those hidden martyrs who risked property, careers, the company of their children sent overseas for education, and life itself for their love of Christ and his church. So you might think of the martyrs as the blossom on a mighty apple tree. A special gift is that the Spirit speaks through the martyrs at their trial, at their moment of condemnation, and even on the scaffold. It's not a gift that generally they expect, although some did take great trouble over preparing a scaffold speech. They're echoing Moses, who lamented to God that he was the most unsuitable person to be chosen to speak on behalf of Israel, and Jeremiah, who said he was too young and inarticulate. But the Spirit is given in spite of that, almost because of that. And the Spirit of the Father that speaks on those occasions has strong characteristics. It is always a spirit of forgiveness, like Jesus's and Stephen's. It's also a spirit of extraordinary joy. So often martyrdom is seen as being a wedding feast. And that was the tone of our Benedictus Antiphon this morning. "Daughters of Jerusalem, come to see the martyrs with the crowns with which the Lord crowned them on the day of joyful feasting." And that reminds us of the feast celebrated by St. John Roberts with Doña Luisa de Carvajal. The voice of the Holy Spirit One last witness, again, I'm afraid a canonized martyr, but obviously we do know more about what they thought and said. Thomas More, on that spirit of forgiveness, in one of the, well, they're called sermons he wrote in the Tower, and they are that genre. He has a dialogue with Jesus at the Last Supper, and he focuses on the Lord's words, "A greater love no one has than to give his life for his friends." And then St. Thomas More replies, "This is indeed the greatest love that ever anyone had. But yet our Saviour had a greater, for he gave his love for both friend and foe."
Together let us stand in prayer. If we had had the English collect, it would have reminded us that the martyrs bore witness to their love of unity in the church, and for a time when Christians would join together again in sharing the sacrifice of the Mass. May we pray for a spirit of unity amongst Christians in our country at this time, and an avoidance of conflict and division. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let us pray for Christians throughout the world who still experience persecution. May they be channels for the speaking of the Holy Spirit to our time. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
And we ask Our Lady, Queen of Martyrs, to join her prayer with ours. Hail Mary,
full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
In a time of silence, we offer up our own prayer. God our Father, we ask that you be pleased to accept these prayers we offer through Jesus Christ, our High Priest.
Amen.
Fratres, ut meam ac vestrum sacrificium acceptabile fiat apud Deum Patrem omnipotentem. Dominus vobiscum. Oh, sorry. In tuorum Domine preciosa morte justorum sacrificium illud offerimus, de quo martyrium sum sit omne principium, per Christum Dominum nostrum.
Amen.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Sosum cordo. Aetinum et justum est, equam et salutare. Nos tibi semper et ubique gratias agere. Domine Sancte Pater, omnipotens aeterne Deus, quoniam beatorum martyrum pro confessioni nominis tui ad imitationem Christi, sanguis effusi, tua mirabilia manifestant. Quibus perficis in fragilitate virtutem, et viris infirmas, a testimonium roboros, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Et iteo, cum celorum virtutibus, in terris te iugiter celebramus, maestati tuae, sine fine clamantes. Sanctus est Domine, et meritu te laudat omnis a te condita creatura, quia per filium tuum Dominum nostrum Iesum Christum, Spiritus Sancti operanti virtute, vivificas et sanctificas universa, et populum tibi congregare non desinis, ut a solis ortu usque adocasum, oblatio munda operato nomini tuo. Supplices ergo te Domine deprecamur, ut ec vulnera, quae tibi sacranda de tulimus, eodem spiritus sanctificare tineris, ut corpus et sanguis fiant filii tui Domini nostri Iesu Christi, cuius mandato ec mysteria celebramus. Ipse enim, in qua nocte tradebatur, accepit panem, et tibi gratias agens benedixit, fregit, te didque discipulis suis dicens, accipite et manducate ex hoc omnes, hoc est enim corpus meum, quod pro vobis tradetur. Simile modo, postquam genatum est, accipiens calicem, et tibi gratias agens benedixit te didque discipulis suis dicens, accipite et bibite ex eo omnes, hic est enim calix sanguinis mei, novi et aeterni testamenti, qui pro vobis et pro multis effundetur in remissionem peccatorum, hoc facite in meam commemorationem. Mysterium Fidei.
Adem Domine nostri.
tuam resurrectionem confitemo, donec venias. Memores igitur, Domine, eustem filii tui salutifere passionis, nec non mirabilis resurrectionis et ascensionis in celum, sed et praestolantes alterum eos adventum, offerimus tibi gratias referentes, hoc sacrificium vivum et sanctum. Respice quesumus in oblationem ecclesiae tue, et agnoscens ostiam, cuius voluisti immolatione placari, concede, ut qui corpore et sanguine filii tui reficimo, spiritu eo sancto repleti, unum corpus et unus spiritus inveniamur in Christo. Ipse nos tibi perficiat munus aeternum, ut cum electis tuis hereditatem consequi valiamus, in primis cum beatissima Virgine Dei Genitrice Maria, cum beato Joseph eo sponso, cum beatis apostolis tuis et gloriosis martyribus et omnibus sanctis, quorum intercessione perpetuo apud tei confidimus adjuvari. Ec ostia nostrae reconciliationis proficiat quesumus Domine, ad totius mundi pacem atque salutem. Ecclesiam tuam peregrinantem in terra, in fide et caritate firmari dinieris, cum famulo tuo Papa Nostro Francisco, cum episcopali ordine et universo clero, et omni populo acquisitionis tue. Votis uios familiae, quam tibi astari voluisti adesto propitius, omnes filios tuos ubique dispersos, tibi clemens pater miseratus coniunge. Fratres nostros defunctos, et omnes qui tibi placentes ex hoc saeculo transierunt, in regnum tuum beninius admitte ubi fore speramus, ut simul gloria tua perenniter satiemo, per Christum Dominum nostrum, per quem mundo bona cuncta largiris. Per ipsum ecum ipso et in ipso, est tibi Deo Patri omnipotenti, in unitate Spiritus Sancti, omnes honor et gloria, per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen. Preceptis salutaribus moniti, et divina institutione formati, ademus dicere. Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in caelo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos da malum. Libera nos quaesumus Domine ab omnibus malis, da propitius pacem in diebus nostris, ut ope misericordiae tuae adiuti, et a peccato simus semper liberi, et ab omni perturbatione securi, expectantes beatam sperm, et adventum salvatoris nostri Iesu Christi.
Amen.
Domine Jesu Christe, quid existi apostolis tuis, pacem relinquo vobis, pacem meam do vobis. Ne respicias peccata nostra, sed fidem ecclesiae tuae, eamque secundum voluntatem tuam pacificare et coadunare digneris, qui vives et regnas in saecula saeculorum.
Amen.
Pax Domini sit semper vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Offerte vobis pacem.
Agnus Dei,
quid mortis peccata mori, miserere nobis. Agnus Dei, quid mortis peccata mori, miserere nobis. Agnus Dei, quid mortis peccata
Ecce Agnus Dei, ecce qui tollit peccato mundi, beati qui ad caenam animo grati sunt. Domine non sum dignus, ut in tres subjectum meam, sed tantum victuero, spes funabitur anima mea. Beatorum martyrum et celestem victoriam divino convivio celebrantes, te Domine deposimus, ut panem vitae ic edentes desvincere, et vincentes desedere deligno vitae in paradiso, per Christum Dominum nostrum.
Amen.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus.
Amen.
Ite missa est.